You are listening to WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
You are listening now to Sean Mom's Moms here on WMUC 90.5 FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I am your temp host this week, Brandon Appleton. Sean, not in this week. I am usually the host of the Piggy Bank Tuesdays here on WMUC 90.5 FM College Park. I focus a lot on metal music, history of metal music, and just generally have a good time listening to some tunes and talk about stories behind those songs. We're just starting to get settled in here for today's show, so we are I'm a little more behind than usual, but that's okay. It is a very nice day here in College Park. It is 50 degrees, which is a very big difference from what we just had very recently with 80s and 90s, which I did not like. That drove me insane. You know, that's just how that is, and it just drove me insane. All right, we got some good music coming out of the gate here on the show. We're going to be opening up with some Black Sabbath with Tomorrow's Dream and Changes off of their album Black Sabbath Volume 4. Changes, you might very much more well known for a different version of that song that got popular with the show Big Mouth, which I'm going to hold back my thoughts about that show, but the version in which everybody talks a lot about is the Charles Bradley version. That's very good. It's what you hear in the show of Big Mouth, and I love his cover. He adds this whole other layer with his voice. I think he passed away shortly after it came out, and which kind of added a layer to it in a way, so it's a great tune to listen to. Anyway, here's Tomorrow's Dream and Changes off of Black Sabbath's album, Black Sabbath, Volume 4. And you just heard Changes by Black Sabbath off of their album, Black Sabbath Volume 4. And along with that, Tomorrow's Dream. Same album, same band. Coming up next, we're getting into some Judas Priest with Steeler and The Hellion off of their album British Steel and then Screaming for Vengeance. The Hellion bleeds into another song in the next album. If I remember correctly, I feel like I skipped Point of Vengeance. I'm going to skip Point of Entry when covering Judas Priest music during the shows I do. I have my reasons. It's not a great album. It's also not really popular enough, I feel like, to be like an essential I will talk about it kind of album. Maybe I do eventually talk about it, but yeah. Bit of a change up. They actually, if I'm reading this correctly, this was one of two albums between Point of Entry and Screaming for Vengeance in which Judas Priest spent time in Ibiza in Spain recording this album. Though they did come back to Orlando, Florida to BJ Studios for a little bit to wrap out the album. So this is Steeler and The Hellion by Judas Priest. Chances pass you by. And that is the Hellion by Judas Priest off of their album Screaming for Vengeance. Before that, Steeler with British Steel off of their album Judas Priest. Judas Priest made the song. British Steel wrote it. No. Wow. English is not a priority today for me, apparently. Judas Priest wrote the song. It's off of their album, British Steel. The song Steeler. All right. We got there. Next is Iron Maiden with Still Life and To Tame a Land off of their album, Peace of Mind. Both songs are very interesting, in my opinion. With the first song being about... it's about someone who's obsessed with the spirits in a pool of water. Like, he sees these faces in the lake, and he's having nightmares about them. Eventually decides to take his love with him and take a look at those faces. Jumping in the pool, taking her with him, and they both drown. Yeah, that's all it is. The second song there, which kind of just replays the story of Paul Atreides, Paul Maldib, from the book Dune by Frank Herbert. Which, yeah, that Dune, the one that... has a movie series that's about to get a third part. That one. Anyway, yep, this is Iron Maiden.
Thank you.
And that is Iron Maiden with To Tame a Land and Still Life off of their album Peace of Mind. Coming up next, we're getting into some Metallica with Trapped Under Ice and Escape off their album Ride the Lightning. The first of those songs very much focused around telling this tale of this, like, of someone who's been cryogenically frozen and is being woken up from their sleep only to find out he's unable to escape the chamber that he's in. The idea of somebody being unable to move yet having a perfectly functioning mind would later be revisited in another song about, do the math, 4 years later with Metallica's One off their album Injustice for All, which focuses more on the book of the name. Just making sure I get the name right. Yes, it's based on the book Johnny Got His Gun, which is a very depressing thing to read and or watch if you want to watch the 1971 film version, which I think Metallica still has the... doesn't Metallica, I think they own the film rights to... only because they need it for the music video for that song, for One. Yeah, they purchased the rights. So, yeah, if you ever watch it, you're paying royalties to them. Anyway, yeah, that we're not listening yet. I mean, we'll play One maybe another time. But if you ever listen to it, just know. Yeah, if you ever... Yeah. Anyway, coming up next, we're getting into, again, Trapped Under Ice and Escape by Metallica. We'll be right back. And that is Metallica with Escape and Trapped Under Ice off of their album Ride the Lightning. Really enjoyed that last one there. That was really good. Coming up next, we're getting into some Slayer with At Dawn They Sleep and Praise of Death off of their album Hell Awaits. It's Slayer. I mean, you're going to get pretty much into standard Slayer anger and all of that. I mean, I don't know what to tell you about this album. Yeah, enjoy. When we come back, we got one more song left. And then we will start transitioning to our next shows. We'll be right back. And that is Slayer with At Dawn They Sleep and Praise of Death off of their album, Hell Awaits. We got let's see, 80 seconds to do a quick transition into our final song here on WNBC 90.5 FM College Park. We're college radio. It's good radio. I have been your temp host again for today. Brandon Appleton again, Max, or Sean, jeez. Sorry, Sean. We love you. I didn't mean to mess up your name. I know I'm covering for you. I don't even know if you're listening, but if you are, I'm sorry. Oh, that one just, that's going to annoy me mentally for a while. All right. Anyway, 1 minute. We got a little bit of show left here, but I appreciate everybody tuning in. I've been your temp host, Brandon Appleton. Sean's not in today. I'm usually the host of the Piggy Bank here. Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to noon here on WMUC 90.5 FM College Park. I focus on metal music and the history of it. It's just a good time. Tune in. My show's tomorrow. I've also got a coverage tonight at 9 o'clock covering for Foreign Invasion hosted by Jirsa. Jirsa's not here today as well. I'll cover for that as well. So you can tune in for that as well. Coming up next at 3 o'clock, Pop Past and Present hosted by Andrew James Cosgrove will be on. And then later on, Car Crash hosted by Lexi will be on from 4 to 5. And then we'll have your evening news here on weekly news here on WMUC 90.5 FM College Park. That'll be at 5 o'clock. Your final song is Medusa by Anthrax off of their album Spreading the Disease. I appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll see y'all next week. Take care.